A search for the word coconut on Amazon.com shows over 200,000 results. So there's never a reason to have to be a coconut bandit like Tyson Apostle. Find the best deals on everything you need and help support Rob Has a Podcast when you start your shopping at robhasawebsite.com/Amazon.
Rob, you're going to hear me better if I wear a mic like you're doing.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the final round of the Mr. Survivor interview series. Very exciting night. We're going to get things kicked off underway. We have our three finalists set that you voted for. They are all going to be giving us a 20-minute interview here this week, and here is the first of your three Mr. Survivor finalists who was talking when we started. Here he is, the big bad wolf, Tyson Apostle.
Hi, Rob. I'm so sorry I was talking.
You blew it. You blew it already.
Well, because you were sitting there in silence so long and I was just staring at you. We were both dumbly staring at each other. And then I was like,
yeah.
He's wearing headphones. Do I have to wear headphones too?
I think you're okay so far. It would be a bigger issue if there was more people on the call. But I think you'll be fine. My bad on that. We have not done one of these live Google Hangouts before. And after I hit the button, it takes like 6 seconds to start. So you probably just thought I froze up or got nervous.
Well, I figured you were just timing it and waiting, but I was like, maybe I have time to ask him the most important question that I could think of in my head right now.
What was that?
Should I wear headphones like you?
Oh, okay. No, you're
good. That's all I wanted to know.
I think you'll be okay. All right. So Tyson, here we are. This is the Mr. Survivor finalist interview. This is your one last chance before the debates to tell people about your agenda, why you should be Mr. Survivor, why people should vote for you in the next round over some stiff competition.
Oh, I have to freestyle that?
You can freestyle whatever you want, or you could have rehearsed material. Either one is fine.
I don't have either.
Oh, no.
I thought we were just going to do questions, and it was just going to be like people would ask questions, and then I'll tell them answers they want to hear, and then they'll vote for me in the end.
Well, I'll just ask you questions, and then we're going to have five questions from the audience. But I have so many good ones, I might have to ask more than five for this round. We'll see. We'll see. Here's something that I want to know from you, Tyson. Now, you were one of the most adamant campaigners during the Mr. Survivor campaign season. You were well served by your campaigning. Here you are in the finals. Now, something I've noticed in your strategy from Survivor Blood versus Water, which I feel like you've gotten away from here in Mr. Survivor, is in Blood versus Water, there were a couple of instances where you decided that you were going to be the person who was going to move last. You wanted the last to move advantage, where everybody picked buffs. You said, Jeff, I would like whatever buff nobody else selects. When you picked rocks, you said, I'll take whatever rock nobody else wants. But when it came time to interview slots on Mr. and Miss Survivor, here you are, first one out of the gate. Why have you chosen now to set the tone rather than to react to what everybody else has done here?
Well, I figured, I don't care that much, but that's a horrible reason. Rob, are you with me?
I'm with you.
Okay. Scratch that. I do care. But I figured I'd have more time. I'd hit more airwaves by the time the voting hit or by the time the debates hit, so I'd have rally more support. Is that wrong thinking?
No, I don't think there is a right or a wrong. It will depend if you win or not.
I think that's right.
Yeah.
Wrong or right. I think that's right.
No, because I agree.
More and more people will listen to this and be like, you know what? We have to vote for Tyson. He's a man of the people.
You are a man of the people, even though, are you still a man of the people now that you have won $1 million? Can you still relate to the little guy?
I am a one percenter now, so that does make it difficult for me. I think I can empathize with the common man, not so much sympathize with them like before. So, no, I think I'm still a man of the people.
Yeah. How has your life changed since winning Survivor?
I have a new car.
Yeah. Well, what kind of car did you get?
I got a Subaru because I wanted to infiltrate lesbian factions.
Subaru. Why? Are there a lot of lesbians that drive Subarus?
I thought that was Yeah, is that not official? I thought that was the official car of the lesbians.
No, I didn't even know that was a thing.
Rob, you got to get out more, bro.
Yeah, who knew? All right, so Tyson, tell us if the good people of Rob Has a Planet cast their votes for you to be Mr. Survivor, what would a Tyson Mr. Survivor reign look like?
Rob, that's tough because I try to avoid as much responsibility as I can. So I'll probably just be there with a quick encouraging word or a lovable verbal jab when needed. And I think I'll probably just live my life basically the same as I would, except for I would obviously let everyone know every time I talk to him that I was Mr. Survivor.
Yeah. Well, that would be a very prestigious thing to have on your resume.
I know. I already kind of put it on my resume just to see how it fit. It looks good.
Yeah. Yeah. So Tyson, speaking of taking jabs, you attended the Rob Has a Podcast roast, the Survivor roast. Was there anything that anybody said that rubbed you the wrong way during the roast?
They said to me?
Yeah. Was
that
there anything
the
that
wrong way?
Yeah, that you took that you did not appreciate?
No, I mean most of it was pretty predictable. It was just like, oh, you're handsome and beautiful, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, yeah, whatever, bro.
Okay.
No, I don't know. I don't know that I didn't appreciate. I think pretty easy. Like Sophie's was like, we make fun of those we love, so I have nothing for you, Tyson.
She doesn't
love
you.
Which was her way of getting out of saying, well, I think she just didn't want to say anything bad about me because she really does love me. Because you know how roasts work.
Mm-hmm.
And then who else? What other jokes were there? What was your joke about me?
Oh, what did I say?
Something really hurtful.
It was hurtful. It was hurtful. Yeah. I talked about how...
you don't want to repeat it.
Yeah, I don't want to repeat it. This is interesting. So there are a lot of people watching us live right now here in the chat room on Rob Has a Website. Felipe Shimon brings up a good point. He says that this is actually your second go-round in Survivor pageantry, and you actually came in 23rd in the original Miss Survivor pageant. Did you learn anything from watching Miss Survivor over the years to help prepare you for the Mr. Survivor pageant?
I think they're two different competitions completely. I mean, the Miss Survivor is more about being gorgeous, which I am. Mr. Survivor, I feel, is a little bit more. You have to have that masculinity, which I do have, but it just depends. There's a balance between gorgeousness and masculinity. And I think I've hit it perfect, but, you know, only the viewers and voters can decide for reals.
So what's the criteria? What should people be looking for in a Mr. Survivor? Now, there's never been a Mr. Survivor before. So if when people are going to cast their vote, what traits in a person should they be looking at?
I think it's just like politics, dude. You just got to choose for who you like the most.
Like,
and that's all it comes down to. Like, who would I want to be friends with? If I could pal around with one dude, who would it be? And I'm the only millionaire of the bunch, so it makes sense that they would choose me, right?
Well, are you saying that you would spend money on fans if they hung out with you?
Well, I'm not promising anything, Rob.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, even if I don't promise it, the hope would be that I did spend money on them.
Okay.
Remember when you went to the zoo with me, Rob, and you were like, oh, I hope Tyson pays for all of this.
Yeah, and it was Otis that bought me an ice cream cone, not even you.
I know. Well, the thing is because I paid for other stuff, I think, with Aris, so then he took the tab on that one.
Yeah, so that was good.
I looked like a real jerk there, didn't I?
Yeah, well, he won money also, but he probably spent it all already by now.
Yeah, how much was your ice cream cone? I can send you a check.
It was like $3 or $4. No, it was good. And it was delicious also when we went to the zoo.
Oh, I bet it was good. It looked great.
It was very, very good. So as the first Mr. Survivor, should you win, how would that change your life now?
You know, I just have to be an example all the time to everybody.
Yeah.
I pretty much am all the time anyways, because people really look up to me, but even more so. You know, I couldn't go out in my pajamas ever. I'd have to dress up and just take a professional attitude towards life.
Well,
did that sound pretty good?
That sounds pretty good.
Yeah, now, I just made that up. That was made up.
One of the things that we always ask in the Miss and Mr. Survivor competition is if the finalists have any special talents that they want to share with the voters. Do you have a talent or anything, any sort of physical or verbal or acoustical, any sort of talent that you could share?
You're asking me to sing?
I'm asking you to do anything. We've had...
you hinted at singing.
We've had people sing. We've had people do the worm. We've had people shotgun a beer. We've had people do all sorts of things.
Well, I wish I would have been more prepared for this, because then I could have thought about it a little bit, Rob. You're really putting me on the spot here. I can put my whole fist in my mouth.
No, you can't. I don't believe that.
Yeah. Ready?
Okay. Well, I mean, this is not a great angle for seeing that.
Did you see that?
We couldn't really make it out.
Yeah, but you could tell. You got the gist of it.
We got the gist of it. We got the gist of it.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. Dominic can do the same trick.
Else? Oh, I can stick my leg behind my head.
All right. Well, that would be good.
Okay. And I'm going to hold my iPad at the same time.
Okay.
Let's see if I can do this here. Can you see me?
Yes.
And how was that?
That wasn't like a prop leg that you had just lying around?
That was my real leg.
Okay. Well, that was impressive.
I knew you'd like that.
That was impressive. Now, did you do yoga to learn how to do that?
No, I didn't do anything. It was natural.
Does that have any practical uses, being able to put your leg behind your head?
I think if you browse the Kama Sutra, you would find that it does.
Whoa. Whoa. Okay. Boy, Tyson has set the bar high here in his finalist interview. All right. Who is that? Is that Rachel?
Hey.
Oh, Rachel.
How's it going?
It's going very
Tell
good.
Tell the people why you should vote for me.
You have to vote for Tyson. He just played the best game ever.
No, it's something different. We're talking about Mr. Survivor.
Yeah, for Survivor. He played the best game on Survivor, right?
Sorry, Rob. About her.
Yes.
Mr. Survivor.
Rachel, by the way, congratulations on your 7th place finish in the Miss Survivor competition. Nothing to sneeze at.
Thank you.
Yes.
It's very commendable.
Thank you so much.
Rachel, if you were to be the first lady of Mr. Survivor, what do you have any campaign promises?
If Tyson got Mr. Survivor.
And you were Miss Survivor, like say you were the Michelle Obama.
The first lady of Survivor. Mr. Survivor, yes.
I don't know. I mean, first things first, we'd have to go celebrate for sure. And what promises?
You'd probably just have to dress super nice like Michelle Obama. And
yeah, I'll dress fancy every day.
But
I'll work out real hard. I'll get all like buff and strong.
But she won't ban big sodas.
Okay. You guys like big sodas. All right.
Yeah.
All right, Tyson, are you ready for 5 questions from the Rob Has a Podcast audience? We took these on Facebook today. We have some tough questions for you guys. Okay.
Ooh, I'm probably not ready then.
Yeah. All right. Let's start off with something that's a little thought provoking. Okay. Here we go. Andy Watts wants to know, you get to live in another person's body for one day. Firstly, who would you choose? And secondly, do you sabotage them or do good deeds?
I think you'd have to choose like a mega hot chick, like a Victoria's Secret model or something.
Okay. And what would you do that day?
Probably look at myself naked in a mirror. And then also, you would infiltrate the Victoria's Secret, like the back room. So you'd get to be behind the scenes and all those other girls would be like, oh, let's compare boob sizes and stuff. You know how girls are.
And you already have a Subaru, so you could just be very convincing of, hey, I'm a hot lesbian. Let's go, let's go check out take a ride in the Subaru.
Yeah, it's got leather seats.
Okay. Fair enough. Good question. Good answer. Okay. Question number two, Tyson. This comes from David Riddo. David wants to know, Tyson, all three of the Mr. Survivor finalists have great hair. Can you convince me that yours is the greatest?
I went skiing today, so let me pull it out here real quick.
Whoa. For those of you guys listening in the audio, Tyson is taking his hat off.
Who are we doing this to? For David?
This is for David Riddo, who wants to know, all three of the Survivor finals have great hair. Can you convince me that yours is the greatest? Now, remember, Tyson, people will also be listening to the audio of this.
Oh, well, I take prenatal vitamins every day, as well as biotin, and then I wash with Telen Mane shampoo and conditioner. So it's pretty much a clear victory for me.
Hold on. Do you really take prenatal vitamins?
No.
Oh, okay.
That's a thing, though. If you want your hair to grow fast and strong, you do take prenatals.
Even if you're a man?
Yes, even if you're a man.
Wow.
And then, or you can take, biotin, which all like gives the same thing in the nails.
Okay.
And that helps your nails and your hair and stuff grow.
But,
and then on top of that, a lot of people use Telen Mane shampoo, which is for horses.
Is it dangerous for men to take prenatal vitamins?
I don't think so. I don't think that that would have been recommended to me if it were dangerous. I think man can do anything woman can do, just like woman can do anything man can do. That should win me the women's vote. Oh my God, dude, I can't believe I just got that. All the women have to vote for me now.
Yes. Felipe Shimon wants to know.
Is this the same guy as before?
He's in the chat room also. He asked a question in the chat room, but this is an official top five question. Okay. Would you ever endorse Zai Acai cocktails for Abby Maria if that was part of your Mr. Survivor duties? Also, man tiara or Mr. Survivor belt?
Firstly, I don't think I could bring myself to promote those Zai Acai berry vodka drink. I don't think it has the healing properties that they claim for it to have. And then secondly, I think tiara with belt would be most appropriate.
Do you own a man tiara? What?
Yeah, I actually got sent a bunch of them after my first season.
Whoa.
Probably like three or four of them.
Yeah, and do you ever wear them?
No, I threw them in the garbage, I think.
Why would you throw them in the garbage?
I'm a simple man, Rob.
Oh, man. You didn't even pawn them?
No, they were cheap. They weren't real diamonds, I don't think.
Okay. Well, that would be very nice if somebody sent you a real diamond man tiara.
Yeah, actually, I would wear that. If someone sends me a real diamond man tiara, I will wear that.
Okay. All right. So we have two more questions for you. Okay. Question number four from Matt Forsyth. He says, Tyson, how can we ever trust you again after you lied to us about your planned three-month extravaganza if you won Survivor? You hurt me, Tyson. You hurt me. So, Tyson, you've broken promises to the Rob is a Podcast audience before. Why should they believe you anything you say now?
They shouldn't. Matt's right. I'm a horrible, horrible person. I can't believe I saved that money instead of spent it all. A younger me would have spent it, I think. But then I started thinking, oh, man, I don't again. So I'm spending it, Matt, just at a decelerated pace from what I had originally talked about.
Not as fast as Matt Forsyth would like you to have spent it.
I know. I'm sorry, Matt.
Can you?
I'm ashamed of myself, Rob.
Would it help you with the voters if you said you would spend more money?
I don't know. You're asking me if it would help with the voters?
Are you willing to spend more money to help to buy the vote? I mean, that if you wanted to run campaign ads or something like this, you could probably outspend the other two guys. Hayden did win Big Brother, but that's only $500,000, and that was a couple of years ago.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I probably could run some ads and stuff, but I don't know that I would. I guess I should just take pictures of all my spending. Maybe I'll buy something cool.
Yeah.
What if I bought a Rolex? Would that help?
I don't know.
I've been looking at them.
I mean, typically, though, the Mormon who has the most money does not often always win these sorts of elections, Tyson.
Yep. If history's any indicator of the future, I have a piss poor shot at this thing.
That's right. And question
number... For those not in the know, we're talking about Mitt Romney running for president versus Obama.
Yeah.
Right?
That's right. That's right.
Because some people might not get that reference. Yeah. You would think everybody would, but you don't want to put...
Yes.
Past people.
You're so political, Tyson. You've compared yourself to Mitt Romney. You've compared
You compared me to Mitt Romney.
You compared Rachel to Michelle Obama.
Yes, I did do that.
Yeah.
Because she's the first lady. What other first lady am I supposed to compare her to? Abe Lincoln's wife or somebody like that?
No, well, she killed that. She went crazy.
He was bonkers.
Yeah, Mary Todd Lincoln. All right.
Yep.
One final question in the five questions from the audience, okay? This one comes to us from Darren Kent, and Darren wants to know, Ty, is it okay? Is he allowed to call you Ty?
No.
Yeah.
Let me tell you a story about that once.
Tell me.
When I was playing Little League, my Little League coach called me Ty, and my dad jumped in and corrected him and said, it's Tyson. And from then on, I never went by Ty. I go by Tice. With my close friends, my family calls me Tice, but never Ty. Tyson or Tice.
May I call you Tice?
I think so. If it feels natural to you, it didn't feel like you said it naturally.
Yeah.
So you might want to practice with Nicole just back and forth.
Okay.
Before hitting me with it, but I think you're able to call me Tice if you want to.
All right. So Tyson, if you win Mr. Survivor, who among Andrea, Sierra, and Candace deserves to rule Survivor Land with you as Miss Survivor, and why?
They're all worthy candidates, Rob. I know Sierra the best, so I know what she's about. I also know she's a flip-flopper that cannot be trusted. And that makes a good politician and a good Miss Survivor, probably. So I don't know. I would prefer to stay neutral on this, but if I have to choose somebody, I have to go with my girl Sierra.
Okay.
Had she ended up winning the Rock Jar and me losing, I probably would have chose somebody else. But because I came out ahead there, I still have very good feelings towards Sierra.
Did you have any thoughts on the controversy of Candace coming into the Miss Survivor competition, taking the place of Brenda, who could not be reached?
It's only fitting. I mean, Candace is the alternate, right?
Yeah. And she has a history of replacing RC at things.
Yeah. So I guess that does make sense. How about I endorse whoever ends up winning?
Fair enough.
Is that a safe endorsement? Yes. But yeah, that is true. And Brenda, she could not be reached at all.
She could not be reached, but not be reached by me. But I may be reached by other people.
By you.
Yeah.
Well, that's a sad day for her. You would think as a former cheerleader that a Miss Survivor pageant would be right on the top of her list of things to accomplish. Nope. Yeah.
Okay. Who knew? So Tyson, will you be running with Sierra? Will you be joining forces with her, or do you just wish her well in this competition?
I might hurt her campaign, so I would say that I wish her well. Rob, I've got the second best hair, maybe the best hair, but that's close. I've got the second best smile. Mm-hmm. And I'm the oldest of the three. I'm kind of at a disadvantage here.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess, wise and distinguished. Mm-hmm. But, you know, those young hunky guys, they may have the edge over me.
I'd hate
to bring Sierra down by. So I say, you know, let baby bird fly.
Baby birds will fly. All right.
Let Sierra do it on her own.
Tyce, I think we are out of time here for the Mr. Survivor finalist interview. Fantastic job here, sir.
Thank you. It was one of my better ones.
One of your better ones. So the Mr. Survivor debates are next week. The voting is going to open up on Sunday. So it's a huge week next week for Mr. Survivor. So keep coming back to robhasawebsite.com. We'll give you all the information on how to vote next week. And Tice, best of luck to you.
Thank you. I'm keeping all my fingers crossed.
Yes. And we'll see you at the Mr. Survivor debates.
Yeah. When are those?
Next week. I think we're trying for Tuesday.
Okay. Yeah, I can probably do that. I don't have anything else going on. I just sit at home all day.
Good. Good. All right. Well, Tyson, thank you so much, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Okay. Love you, Rob.
Yeah. And if you want to make sure you see all of our finalists.
I love you, Rob.
Yes, I love you. Love you too, Tyce. If you want to make sure you see all of the finalist interviews, subscribe to this YouTube channel. Click the subscribe button on YouTube or go to robhasawebsite.com/YouTube. We'll be back on, I believe the next one should be on Wednesday. We will talk with Sierra and do her 20-minute interview for Miss Survivor. So lots of big stuff coming this week. Hope you guys can join us for all the interviews. Tyson, thanks again, and take care, everybody. Bye. All right, everybody, there you have it. That was our interview with Tyson Apostle, first person off the bat, ready to go for Mr. Survivor, and I appreciate Tyson kicking things off. It's going to be a very fun campaign season. I can feel it already. This weekend, Nicole and I got together, and we did our Survivor Cagayan Survivor Preview special, and we went through all 18 people that are going to be on the new season, and we gave predictions on what we thought with everything with those people. So we have that video up on our YouTube channel. Of course, it's at robhasawebsite.com/YouTube. You can watch the video or the audio feed on the website as well. And then this week, it's going to be a very busy week. We are going to have all of our finalist interviews. Plus, we'll have our Opposite Worlds recap live on Wednesday night. So a lot to do there, and also a lot going on our brand new website for scripted TV podcasts. That is postshowrecaps.com. And we're still trying to figure out a couple things still on the website, but overall, the podcasts are up and running. If you want to subscribe to our post show recaps feed for Walking Dead and Game of Thrones and all sorts of other TV and movies that are scripted, you can subscribe to that podcast at postshowrecaps.com/iTunes. So hope everybody has a good one. Can't wait to come back with more interviews. Going to have a few other surprises along the way. So have a great one, everybody, and we'll talk to you again soon. Bye.